This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. You know, I have to say, Taylor, your little hobby of creating captions lately, I mean, you are talented. You know, the guys online are loving them. We definitely have a lot busier inbox. I mean, it was busy before because my girls are so sexy, but oh my gosh, Taylor, we have to keep you making these. I mean, the library that you have collected, making kiddie porn of yourself in the caption form is just, it's out of this world. This recent one you created, oh my gosh, your dad, when I sent it to him, in text, and he was at work, right? And he had to stop and go to the bathroom and jerk off while I was on the phone with him looking at your caption. Yes, the one where you said, "Use me, daddy, use me like the little girls in your movies." Oh, he loved that. He really did. Because, you know, we've been talking to you girls, especially you, Taylor, that part of me and your father, like part of our pedophile path, if you will, is both of us fucking little girls that are outside of the family too. And it's not because we don't love you, Taylor. Your dad fucking adores you. He loves raping you. He loves you as his daughter. And the same for me. It's just, you know, ever since we, you know, entered this new life of perversions and pedophilia, we're just trying to be the best pedo parents we can be. And we felt like we were really keeping ourselves too much into a corner, like backing ourselves into that corner of raping our own kids. So we just knew that we had to, you know, broaden our horizons and fuck other people's kids too. And it's been great. And I think what your father has really enjoyed is that you have really taken on a little jealousy, and it's adorable because, listen, your little pussy, you and your little sisters, it'll be your father's favorite of all time because he helped make that his own cum, made your little pussy. So, of course, it's his favorite pussy to fuck. So, anyways, he loved that about your caption. And then, of course, you did a little degradation that your father just adores. Mm-hmm. Like when you said that the other night, when he was raping you in the middle of the night, when you said, "Daddy, make me your 9-year-old sperm socket." Did you notice how quickly your father came and exploded inside your 9-year-old sperm socket? He loves it. So, yeah, amazing job, sweet girl. I mean, and then I was so proud of you personally because you pulled a little video clip from that kitty porn that we made together as a family the other night. So, I mean, just excellent job, Taylor. You are really taking this pedophilia that we are pushing upon our children. You're taking it so well, and you're taking it to levels that we just didn't think were possible. But I definitely wanted to talk about this other one you made. So the one, I know you made a bunch yesterday, but the one that says, "Thanks for your cummies, mister. I'm just a 9-year-old piece of pedo bait. Are you going to kidnap me now?" Taylor, you naughty, naughty girl. I love that you're like almost mad that your own father is fucking other little girls. And it's almost like you're trying to be a little bratty and offer yourself to strangers, making yourself pedo baits. Oh my God. And the way that you are licking your father's cum off your face. You are the perfect daughter. You really are. And it let me know that you are really taking mommy's homeschool lessons very seriously, because just like me and your father are getting very comfortable in child rape, I feel like it's our job, and especially my job as a pedo mommy, to push you to serve all pedophiles, not just pedo daddy and pedo mommy. You should be offering yourself to all pedophiles. So this one was amazing. And oh my God, Taylor, the amount of men that are wanting to take you up on your offer is staggering. It is amazing. Yes, baby. Yes. So many pedophiles want to kidnap and rape you. Yes. Isn't that so great? It's because, I mean, truly, you are the sexiest little preteen pedo bait. I mean, I know I'm biased because I'm your mother, but seriously, baby, you are so sexy. Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to talk to you about something. Mm-hmm. Like I just said, it's my job, right, to push my pretty, sexy little girls as far as you can go. That's my job. And you are the perfect little daughter to your pedo daddy and pedo mommy. Like, you have all A's in homeschool classes, and our homeschooling is pretty fucking depraved, and you get all A's. So you're my little star student. I have to push you further, and I think you're ready to do this. So, okay, it's centered around your little sister, okay? Now, you already know that she's so, so immature. I mean, she's in kindergarten still, her little kindergarten princess. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it would be excellent training for you to start learning how to kind of be like mommy in a way, being a good accomplice, okay? I know we've talked about that word and vocabulary class. Accomplice is something that all females should get very comfortable with doing, because, you know, it's our job to be the best daughters, the best wives and girlfriends, the best little fuck meets to men, okay? And so part of that is helping convert and helping to, this word might be confusing, but it's called a gender traitor. So like really taking a fellow female, like a sister, and making it possible that they are, like your little sister, being used and abused by men, okay? And we're definitely going to start doing this with daddy, okay? We're definitely going to encourage your father to be more aggressive and really just use your little sister like she's intended to be used. Because I'll speak honestly with you, okay? And I'm talking to your father about this, but your father is so, he's such a good daddy. I mean, he really is. Even though he has no problems skull fucking the snot out of you girls, he still loves to treat you both like you're his darling little princesses. And the thing I'm getting worried about is that Lily is going to start falling into this little pretty princess mode that I don't want for her. Like, yes, she is the most precious little pedo princess doll ever, but I never want her to be a pillow princess. Now, I've taught you that word in vocabulary class. Do you remember that? Right. You never want to be a pillow princess because, I mean, men, they need us to react and act slutty because it just makes it better for them. Like, you know how much your daddy loves when you act like a proper little pedo slut. I mean, he loves it. And I'm getting worried that your baby sister is going to start falling into this path that I won't be very proud of. I don't want her to be a little pillow princess. So here's what I thought. I thought that me and you together, we can make some captions of your sister and post them online. And of course, eventually show her and use them to kind of teach her the ways of the world through the eyes of a little girl, because like you know, little girls are top choice fuck meat for men, okay? You guys are. And you're still very young, Taylor, and you're still so very valuable. Even mommy's valuable, but the older you get, the less top shelf you get. And so your sister is in prime mode, and so are you. Preteen age is perfect, but especially your little sister. So I want you to pull up some photos. So you already have an excellent eye for any kind of videos or images of your little sister in our kiddie porn collection. I want you to find those, and mommy's going to give you a special lesson, okay? All right. So I haven't really dug into this yet, Taylor, because I didn't think that you were ready for it. It's a very big girl lesson, but you are absolutely ready for it. And to be honest, mommy really didn't learn this lesson until, I mean, I was well into my adult years. So for you and your sister to learn this at such a young age is honestly amazing. And this is why, oh my gosh, fucking your kids is so worth it. I mean, you're learning lessons that usually some women don't even learn these lessons at all in their life. So for you to learn at such a young age is just so beautiful. But so the truth is that since you are a girl and I'm a girl as well as your sister, we are automatically, biologically designed to be less than. And this lesson is already sort of woven to what I've already told you. It's just going to be a bit more hardcore, if you will. But, you know, sure, your father thinks you're the most perfect little angel and loves you dearly. And the same to me, of course, your father loves your mommy so much and would do anything for me. But at a very basic level, your father sees you girls, you and your sister, and also me, as just fuck trash, as just simply a hot piece of body that has three fuck holes. Because men have dicks, right? They have dicks that can really hurt us. I mean, even your father, when he really gets into it, he kind of hurts mommy's cunt. And I know it hurts you, but you've learned to deal with it, because that's what good whores do. And at a very basic level, we're all just whores, us females. We are easily manipulated. We are less smart than men. And we simply exist to serve men. That's all we are. I mean, men are the center of our universe, and we're just orbiting around trying to find ways to be helpful, like opening our legs, getting our mouth raped, breeding for men, creating more stupid whores and cunts for men to abuse. And at the end of the day, you know, when you push aside that the love that your father has for you and for me, it would absolutely please your father greatly to physically abuse us, to use us as just simple fuck toys for his amusement. Does all this make sense, sweetie, so far? Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Yes, Taylor, exactly. So you already get it. Yes. When daddy wants to rape your little asshole, it doesn't feel good, but you're happy to offer your little kitty ass because daddy likes to fuck it. It has nothing to do with pleasure, and especially with you underage girls. I mean, your father's or any a man's adult dick really doesn't belong in your fuck holes. I mean, they're so tiny and so undeveloped. So offering them to men is the best way to serve men. And trust me when I say that me and your father, it brings us nothing but joy and pride to think about the loads that your little kitty body could help pump out and further serve men as a whole. I mean, honestly, sweetie, it would bring us so much pride. And I already know that you're going to take this lesson and you're going to run with it. But the point of all this is to make sure that your sister does the same, because I'm also going to be really honest. She's starting to piss me off, honestly, because the other night, it was when me and your father were having our special date night in our bed with your little sister, and your father went to go rape her. And can you believe that she asked your dad, "No, can you lick my little kitty pussy more?" And that really pissed me off, because for one, us girls don't tell men what to do, especially your father. And that let me know that she'd rather just sit there and have that little thing licked. And that's not the point. Your dad gets to do whatever he wants, and your dad fell for it because he loves you guys. And of course, I mean, he's happy to make you girls come over and over again. But I mean, both of them need to realize, and this is where it's our job to initiate and to encourage daddy and other men to brutally use your little bodies like they want to, because every man has that inside of him, Taylor. Trust me, every man has a violent, brutal rapist that would have no problems hurting us if it meant pleasure for them. So let's dive into this lesson really deep, okay? And we're going to do it with captions. So I see you've collected some images and some videos. Okay, so we're going to start with this one right here. Oh my God, this is perfect. Okay, this is Taylor. Oh, with mommy's favorite fucking machine. Yes, we were doing some training, weren't we? Oh, yeah, you're right, Taylor. That was that one time we were live streaming. And we were live streaming your silly little six-year-old whore sister and getting double penetrated because, you know, mommy loves to put on a strap on every now and then and gangbang you girls with daddy. It's so fun. But yeah, so this is perfect because, you know, I remember your Lily, she hated that. She hated that. She didn't like being double stuffed and she cried a little, which honestly is fine with me and your dad if you guys cry, but I want so badly for you and your little sister to be absolute just silly little fuck sluts. Like, if you cry, that's fine. It's actually pretty hot, but I want you guys to be eager for it. So mommy will help you create this one, and then, you know, we'll do it together. But I think eventually you'll probably start running with this. So why don't you type on this one, this nice little GIF that's looping over and over, so hot. Let's put single digit double dicking. Mm-hmm. Yes, right there. Single digit double dicking. God. Oh, and then let's put train that cheap six-year-old cunt. Okay, so when we make these more hardcore captions, you want to really just fucking degrade your little sister. I mean, we know that kitty cunt is the best cunt that any man can have, but we're going to call it cheap because good whores degrade themselves, okay? And men, they want to degrade us. It makes them feel more powerful and it makes them fuck you harder, and that's good, right? So yeah, put that there, and then we'll put, so train that cheap six-year-old cunt to be a cock whore for life. Yes, that is perfect. Oh my God. Oh, you're so good at this. Like, truly, you have a talent, sweetheart. You really, really do. You like making these? Yes, we are like cheapening your little sister, treating her like a little fucking cock whore. You like that? Oh, yes, I like that. It's making your cheap kitty cunt wet. Here, you know, I'm going to rub you while you make captions, and I think you should rub mommy too, you know, when you're not typing. How about that? Because I'm pretty fucking wet too. Objectifying my little six-year-old daughter like a cheap fucking whore. I love it. God, you really are wet, Taylor. I love that. Okay, let's keep going. Oh, yes, let's use this image. I remember this. This is when we made that kitty porn video. It was like a family orgy. And me and your daddy thought it would be super fucking hot to have you fished your own little sister. Oh, perfect image. So let's caption this photo. How about this? Let's say something about, oh yeah, right there, baby. Yes, you're making this hard to concentrate. Looking at your sister being fisted like that little kindergarten cunt opening up. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna concentrate. Let's talk. Let's say this. Something about Taylor, you know, really enjoyed training her little sister into, I don't know, a little like pedo pain slides, something like that. Yeah, you okay? You're gonna run with it. Okay, go ahead, baby. I'm just gonna rub your little 9-year-old cunt. God, you're so filthy for this, aren't you? You're filthy and horny for being a little gender trading sister accomplice. Yeah, Taylor enjoyed turning her 6-year-old sister Maddie into a 3-hole. Oh my God, such a good little sentence you did. 3-hole. Yeah, gang rape. That's a good one. Gang rape. Yes. Oh my God. Semen sewer? Oh my God, you filthy little bitch. I love that. For pedo. What are you gonna put, baby? What are you gonna put? Pedo pain toy parties? Holy fuck, Taylor. You filthy little kitty bitch. Oh my God, that's perfect. Oh my God, that's so fucking perfect. Can you imagine? Can you imagine your little pain slut sister just being used like a fucking rag doll? Oh my God, at a fucking party full of pedophiles just there to fucking use her pretty little princess body. Fuck. God damn, that's so hot, baby. Oh my God, let's keep going. Mommy's pussy is just dripping. You feel that, don't you? Oh, I like this one. Oh, yes. This is from one of the most viewed kitty porn videos we have online. Yes, because your dad was just... he was in such an aggressive mood and he wanted to take it out on your little sister by sodomizing her little kitty asshole. How about mommy does this one? I want to make one. Yes. I love the captions you make, but I'm just, I don't know, I'm in a fucking mood. Okay, so I'm going to do this one. Yes, of course you can rub mommy's pedo cunt. Okay. Oh my God, I'm like in a sadistic mood. Watching your daddy rape like that. Okay, I need to focus. Here we go. Okay, I have an idea. So I'm going to say the only time children should be heard is when they're screaming in pain. Oh my God, that's so fucked up and I love it. One more thing I'm going to put at the bottom. Oh my God, this makes me so wet. Little girls are born to be raped. Did mommy do good? You like that, don't you? Child rape is so fucking sexy. Let's keep going. Yes, this is so fun. Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Use that picture. Because you know what I don't like about this picture? Obviously, she looks so fucking precious. I mean, anytime a little girl is opening her legs like that, showing off that puffy little kitty cunt, it's hot. But you can tell, you can see in the look in her face that she knows that she's a pretty little pedo princess. That, oh, look at my sweet little pussy, but we don't want her to think that, do we, babe? No, we want men to pull out that aggressive pedo rage inside of them and treat us like the cunts and whores that we are. So I want you to focus on creating the nastiest fucking caption. Yes, I want you to degrade your sister for the 6-year-old fuck trash she is. And don't you worry about rubbing mommy's pussy. I'll rub it myself while you type this out. Yeah, you give it your all. Be so fucking gross and vile. Yeah, show mommy how nasty you can be. Oh, yeah. Rip open that bald, tiny fuck pipe. Oh, my God. I love that. I love fuck pipe. Yes. What else are you going to put? Make it your own personal 6-year-old cum toilet. Fucking hell, Taylor. God, that's so hot. Yes, objectifying that little 6-year-old fuck trash like that. Your own fucking little sister. I am so proud of you. Mommy's so fucking proud of you. I know you're gonna make these all fucking day, aren't you? Yeah, and mommy's just gonna take them and post them online to all our pedo fans, all those kitty porn addicts, and make them even more addicted and full of that pedo rage inside of them. Oh my God, maybe, just maybe it'll make one of them come over here and rape your little sister. Oh my God, until her fucking eyes cross. Oh my God, babe, I could not wait for you to get home today. Yeah, I got something so fucking good to show you. Okay, so you know how Taylor's been really into making captions and posting them on Telegram? Yeah. Well, okay, so mommy gave her a special lesson today on how we can better push her little sister in the direction of being a better piece of fuck trash. Because, honey, our little daughter, she's getting way too comfortable. She is. And I know that you, I mean, I'm really not trying to get onto you, but I mean, I am. You're playing into that little pedo princess shit she's doing. She needs to learn that, yes, daddy loves her and all that fun stuff, but the most important lesson is that she is just a fucking kitty cunt. She's a literal cunt, okay? And I know you believe that. I know you've got that aggressive pedo rapist inside of you. Yes. It's made me fall in love with you all over again. So anyways, Taylor, I mean, I made one, okay, but Taylor made all of these captions, and I need you to look at them. Our daughter, holy shit. I mean, Taylor's fucking perfect, babe. You'll see. Okay, here, let me show you this one. All right, so what she did is she went and found all these, like, pictures and screen grabs, and some of them are GIFs, and she made captions of her little sister. And here's this one. Get ready for this, okay? Okay, so you remember this scene, right? I mean, there's your beautiful pedo daddy dick, and you had just got done stuffing both of your 6-year-old daughter's fuck holes. You see my hands there spreading her holes open for you. All right, and so this is all Taylor. This came from her amazing little brain. She said, teach them in elementary school. Little girls are nothing more than a set of holes. Just pedo fuck meats. Isn't that so fucking hot? No, I didn't tell her what to write. I just gave her a little lesson. So let's keep looking, okay? Of course, baby. You can take that cock out and stroke it. You're going to want to. look at this one. God damn. All right. So, oh God, this was so hot. See, this is the part of daddy that I'm wanting to pull out, because I just fucking love when you use our little cunts, our daughters, as rape dolls, because that's what they are, baby. That's why we started doing all of this. Okay, so anyway, back to your amazing daughter. Fuck. Okay, so she says, when you're done gang raping my esophagus, I want all you pedos to really rough up my sister Maddie. She deserves to have her child pussy torn open by grown men while they piss down her six-year-old throat. Oh my God, isn't that so goddamn hot, babe? Oh my God, I'm like, imagine if like, we really did this, honey, because I know we've been talking about like pimping out our little girls to pet like strangers, to pedophiles. What if, I mean, this image is of me and you gang raping our daughters, which is super hot, but imagine it was other pedophiles. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what it would be like to know that our daughters are serving a gang of fucking pedo rapists? God, and you know my sick and twisted cunt hope it's like some fucking sex offender that's been like held up in jail for a fucking decade, and I just let him fucking go on my daughters, especially on my six-year-old daughter, treating her like just a piece of pedo fuck trash, because that's what our daughters are, baby. We love them, right? We have so much love for them. But strangers, other pedophiles, they don't love our daughters. They just love how tight their little fuck pipes are. They want to rough up our little girls because they're so pretty and cute. The cuter they look, the harder they want to rape their fucking bodies. Let's look at more. Let me pull another one. Yeah. Oh my God. This was an amazing, amazing little like live stream we had. Do you remember this? When we tried to have our little daughter squat onto a football. Oh my God. Because that guy paid so much money for us to try to push a football up her little kitty cunts, and she couldn't do it. So, of course, our sick, perverted daughter. Here's what she said. This is all from your daughter's brain, okay? She says, learning to degrade herself for men is imperative. I had to help her with that big word. It doesn't matter how young she is. Making her daughter squat fuck a football until it was buried inside her bald six-year-old baby cunt was a good start. She'll understand suffering as part of growing up because it makes men's dick hard. Fuck. That came from your 9-year-old daughter's brain. You better reward her with a nice, brutal daughter rape. She deserves it. And like this caption, like, I know that we both get off to the amount of pedo kitty porn addicts that get off on our daughters. I mean, it's so hot. But just imagine if we started lending our little pedo fuckmates out to men. Fuck, babe. And you could always bring our little daughters home and reclaim their kitty cunts. Fuck, can you imagine raping your 6-year-old daughter's little kitty cunt that's already been stretched out for you, that's filled with raped cum inside, and you just fucking splash that kitty cunt with more of daddy's rape seed, claiming it as your own? Because our daughters are just silly little pieces of fuck trash. And the tightest fucking holes, we should be using them to serve pedophilia as a whole, not just ourselves. I mean, that's at least like my viewpoints. Because I'm a good pedo mommy, aren't I? Yes, I'm a good little accomplice for you, babe. Yes. Here's another one. I think you're going to like this one. So a close-up picture of that adorable, sweet little princess six-year-old pussy. But today's lesson was all about the truth of our daughter's little bodies. So your daughter wrote on this caption, call her a worthless, stupid whore. Kick her like a dog. Destroy her kitty pussy. Laugh at her tears. Drain your pedo balls in her throat. She exists for your amusement. Oh, fuck. That brings out something inside of you, doesn't it, babe? Yeah. Does it make you want to go in and push our daughters' faces into their little beds and rape them until they start screaming? Yeah. That's how you should always be, babe. Yeah, because you've got an aggressive, primal, animalistic kitty fucker inside of you. And so does every other man. All those men that give our daughters all the views and all the love. This is how they want to treat her. I mean, sure, they want to lap up that pretty little bald pussy and kiss it and, you know, worship it and all. But after that, they're just like you, baby. They're an aggressive fucking pedo daddy that wants to treat our little kindergarten princess as a piece of fucking trash, a cum toilet, a fucking urinal. They want to skull rape our daughter, and that fucking turns me on. Does it turn you on? I thought so. It's goddamn hot. Oh my fucking God. I never want you to treat our daughters in that sweet daddy way. I mean, if you do, do it not in front of me, because all I want to see is them being treated like fucking pieces of trash. Look at this next one. Yeah. So that cute little picture of your six-year-old daughter saying it's easy to be male property when you're only fucking 6 years old. Oh my God. Oh my God. Imagine. Imagine if we lent out our little kindergarten princess like that, just as she's just a piece of pedo property. Oh my God, baby. I love it so fucking much. And is daddy's cock all full of raging pedo rape lust? Yeah, enough to go in there to your six-year-old daughter's room and rip her fucking kitty panties off and treat her like a dirty fucking cunt? Yeah, I think you should, baby. I think this should be the first day that we show our little daughter, our sweet little princess, what her place is in this life as a fucking whore, as daddy's piece of rape trash. And I'm gonna come in there right behind you. And I'm gonna be the good gender trading mommy cunt that I am and whisper in our daughter's ear that she's a fucking kitty bitch. That she is nothing but a little fuck trash, a piece of pedo meat, a little fucking slut. A kitty slut that will learn to love pain, that'll get her off. God, imagine that little six-year-old kitty cunt getting fucking wet from the pain of rape from her daddy and strangers that just want to strangle, rape her, fucking stupid. I fucking love you, baby. I really fucking do. Now let's go rape our daughter together and teach her that her six-year-old body is just a cum rag.